Welcome to the Develop Yourself podcast, where we teach you everything you need to land your first job as a software developer by learning to develop yourself, your skills, your network, and more. I'm Brian, your host.
Today I have a special guest, Levi, who is a current student at Parsity. He's going to talk to me about what's going on in his coding journey, what's it like being in a boot camp, some things he wished he had learned beforehand, and generally some advice he might give to many of you out there who are thinking about learning to code or going in a program like Parsity or any other boot camp out there. Welcome to the show.
Awesome, Levi. Brian. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So I reached out to you and I thought, who can we get to come on the show? You've been really active. You've been like just the prototype of what we like to have at Parsity, a great student. And I don't know a lot about your background, actually. I know we've like met before, but I'm curious, what were you doing before learning to code?
I've done quite a lot, actually. Right now I'm working as a crystal growth technician. That's my full-time job. You know, leading up to this point, I was in the military for 5 years. I got out and I went to university, and I was actually a CS student for about a year and a half, and it didn't pan out. Okay. I don't think I was ready to learn at that time, which I'm sure we can probably get into later, but I took a hard turn, and I started studying Japanese, and that, it's a real hard turn. You know, I just got out of the military, and a lot of people experience this. When you leave something, you know, like the army, and you just have no idea what you want to do, it's pretty much like you're plopped back into society, and it's like, what do I do with this, you know? I started studying Japanese, and I got really interested in it, and I ended up spending a year in Japan, and I came back. I did a few things, you know. I like worked in a restaurant for a while after I got back. I finished school, and then I ended up getting the job that I have now, which is as a crystal growth technician. And at a certain point, I just decided that maybe this wasn't for me. I guess that real hard fork in the road was things started to kind of turn south. Our production just wasn't where we wanted it to be. And I had asked myself, you know, like if this doesn't work out, like if we go under, or if they have to lay off some technicians, you know, what am I going to do? And I realized like maybe I don't have a ton of marketable skills.
I look
back on my time at university as a computer science student. I thought, you know, I didn't dislike that. It wasn't clicking at the time. So I started studying on my own just through like Udemy and stuff. I started with Python, actually. And
everybody starts with Python. Why did you start with Python? I'm curious, because everybody I talk to is starting with Python. No shade against Python, by the way.
No,
that's a great language.
That's a great question. And I think a lot of people wish they had an answer for it, you know? I think, you know, when you've never coded in your life and you are taking on this new skill, you know, you do what anyone does. You go to Google, you like, you know, languages to learn in 2024, you know,
top language.
And a lot of people say Python, and I don't regret it, because just learning the fundamentals of programming, you know, Python's pretty simple. You don't have the added complexity of the browser, you know, when you're working with JavaScript.
True.
Yeah. So, I mean, it taught me a lot of the fundamentals. And then the moment I decided to join Parsity was actually, I hopped on one of those free roadmap calls that you were providing. I was considering Parsity. But at that point, like, I just learned about the acquisition, like that you were buying Parsity, and I was super unsure at the time, you know, because that can be a really tumultuous period when the ownership's changing.
Call
with you is actually what made me take the plunge.
Whoa, man, I'm glad I started doing those. Yeah, I wanted to do like more like hands-on than previously. That's been kind of like a big thing of mine, but that's really cool, man. Which leads me to also, so you were learning to code, you got a bit of a CS degree. Before we get to that, what is crystal management? Please tell me what the crystal technician thing is.
It sounds really fancy. You know, at its root, it's really a manufacturing job. So what we do is we grow crystals, like some of our most common ones that we grow, which no one will probably know what this means. It's like neodymium YAG is probably our number one product. A common crystal that goes into like laser production.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it's like a real use. I was thinking like crystals, like some woman in the desert in Arizona selling like healing crystals.
People always think.
I had to get an image in my head. Yeah, that is interesting. That's a hell of a career switch. I'm glad you're learning to code, first of all. As much as like that sounds like an interesting and niche skill, I imagine it's hard to find work with like, hey, I've been doing this for a while, and I imagine it must be difficult to go between companies using that. So you started off learning a little bit of Python, and you have a bit of a CS background. What led you to think, you know what, I should like pay for boot camp rather than going the self-taught route?
Yeah, definitely. So you can, I guess I'll lead with, you can definitely do it yourself, but there's two core problems that I was running into. And that's that, you know, especially if you want to be a full stack developer, approaching this like full stack technology, you know, like from, you know, HTML, CSS, JavaScript, React, Node, and then whatever database you want to learn, whether that's SQL, NoSQL. Right. The order in which to approach it is daunting, you know? So a boot camp really can provide that. They can give you a roadmap. They can give you, you know, learn A, then B, then C. And it can make that process not only less stressful, but it could probably condense the time overall, you know, versus if you're just kind of reaching all over the place, which is kind of what I was doing. Like I was learning a little bit of JavaScript too. And this is kind of when I decided that when I was considering Parsity, started learning some JavaScript, and then I jumped on some Node, and I was like, how's this all work together? You know? And a boot camp helped give me that structure. And the second component was that, you know, I've been coding for a little while, but I'd yet to build anything. And a lot of the struggles I was running into was, A, like where to really start, you know? And I'm not talking about like a calculator that is only present inside of your IDE, you know? I wanted to build...
Yep. Like the code...
Yeah, exactly. Projects. I wanted to build something that people could use.
Yeah.
And knowing where to start is hard, but also like once you get started and you hit one of those roadblocks and you just don't have the knowledge to get past it. I mean, you can Google Stack Overflow, ChatGPT all day, but you know, at the end of the day, sometimes you just can't get past that issue. And that's where a boot camp comes in handy, because at least Parsity, I can only speak for Parsity, but it has a good support structure. So I have a mentor I can reach out to. You're very active on the Slack channel and on LinkedIn, you know, so there's just a lot of places I can go for help.
Yeah. Like I've met people that try to like just build stuff, and that's like the number one blocker, because you can go online, right, and ask like strangers and maybe you'll get closer, but like you just need like eyeballs on your screen sometimes. Like, oh, that's the thing. And then boom, you're like unstuck. So what could have taken hours is being convinced to, you know, minutes or seconds or whatever, or what could have taken days and now can convince.
Yeah, exactly. And that was what I was running into. And yeah, so far I'm super happy with my experience at Parsity.
That's awesome, man. I'm really glad to hear that. It's also interesting too, because there's like a really vocal minority. Like I'm not against it all self-teaching. Like I did a ton of self-teaching, and then I've been to multiple boot camps. So I went to a boot camp when I was hired, like the beginning. And then after I was hired for a couple of years, I went back to another one to learn data structures and algorithms. Then I went back to another one to learn like more advanced data structures and algorithms for like interviews. And then most recently, as a manager, I paid for a mentorship program to like just to learn from other managers. It was very unstructured, but it was really helpful, because I'm like, I just came with questions and they just kind of told me, well, here's how I do it. Because I'm like, I don't know. I don't even know what I don't know. And I realized over the years that if you can, sometimes just paying for the fast path is just the most efficient thing to do.
Yeah. And, you know, I do have a few friends who graduated with CS degrees, And I find one commonality amongst not all CS students for sure, but a lot of them is that they have a ton of knowledge with data structures and algorithms and kind of the math behind computer science, computer architecture. You know, they get into the hardware side and then, you know, they graduate and they've never built anything and they don't know how.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's two sides of that coin, right? Like you can do all building, but have no like fundamental knowledge of computer science, or you can go the other route. You know, I don't know which one's better, but, personally speaking, I was learning when I was a computer science student. I took two semesters of data structures and algorithms and just none of it stuck because I didn't know what I was doing it for, you know? So there is the fast path, but I kind of think it's, you know, in my opinion, I think it's best to kind of just do what you need to do to get started and then fill in the gaps. Because if you try to fill in the gaps before you've identified the gaps, it's just like, for me personally, it just doesn't stick.
I think you are more like most people. Like I've certainly seen it work. I've seen like everything you could imagine work, but the majority of people, I feel like the average person, I felt the same way you feel. I met a young woman who I hired on my team previously. She went to UCLA and then she went to boot camp for that exact reason.
Really?
Like she was good at like, which is kind of crazy. Like, I think that's to me a little unfair. Like I have kids and I would kind of resent the fact a little bit if they went to college and then they went to a boot camp also at the same time. I'd be like, well, damn, like they couldn't just teach that at the college. And I'll say this though, there at some point in your career, like once you get hired, eventually learning that stuff will be helpful because it'll help you like at that next level of your career. But the first 2 years or so, it's more practical than anything because you're just not needing to know that stuff. Like for interviews later, you may need to, and maybe if you want to get deeper into like, you know, high level senior stuff or staff engineer role, that can help. And you can certainly learn on your own then. But some of that stuff may come up more then. But I totally agree with you on that one. So now you're in this boot camp, right? And you know, I remember the stress that can be involved when you're trying to juggle work, family, whatever, with learning all this stuff. How are you doing that?
You know, I don't have a clear cut answer yet, but I guess time management wise, just kind of making sure that I code every day. You know, I have an hour target per week. Whether I hit that or not is arbitrary, I guess. But I set my time in the morning. So 2 hours every morning before work. I just make sure I'm awake and I'm coding. You know, some days I'm crushing it, you know, and I'm just flying through the curriculum or, you know, I've had a project I've been working on as well. Like whatever it is, I have good days and I have bad days, but the most important thing is that I just sit down on my computer. Just make sure I have that time. I try to code in the afternoons, but there's, you know, this is a lot of stuff that comes up. Like, you know, sometimes I have to work late, and I've started training for this open water swim. That's going to take place late this summer. So, and I kind of picked that goal because I've just had like no fitness in my life, especially after starting Parsi. Because you after the army, but really since I started picking up coding as a skill set on top of working. Yeah.
That makes sense.
So I made sure to add that into my life too. And, so my after work time is variable, but that the mornings have been my bread and butter, you know?
Wow. That's impressive, man. Like the fact, and also it's in line with what I just see work in general. Like I don't talk about this enough. And this is a thing one of the worst episodes I did actually, as far as listeners, was the one about exercise. And so I said, you know what? Maybe people just don't want to hear about this stuff. So I stopped talking about it. But the fact you're doing working out, going to a job, you're using your mornings to study, do you feel like the working out has improved your ability to like do this program or just generally like be better at this coding
thing? Oh, definitely. I guess there's a few ways to approach it, right? Like one, just exercising, it gives you more energy. It puts you in a better mood. I mean, there's a lot of science to back that up. And, right. you know, it kind of gives you time to clear your mind, which, you know, can kind of help. Sometimes it's kind of like those, like the shower thought moments, you know, like when you start for doing sure. something else, you come up with solutions for something that you were stuck on, coding or otherwise, you know. But then there's another aspect of it, and I think this part may not be discussed enough, and that's just building good habits. You know, whether it's coding, whether it's your current work life. Like for me, you know, I have a full-time job too, and exercising, nutrition, that's something I can improve on, but you know, just good habits reinforce other good habits. Like if,
man,
if you, like if you're like me or any other bootcamp student, you know, you're working full time and you're trying to gain this skill that is pretty tough, honestly, you know, it's going to be really hard if you're just coding, going to work, coming home, making junk food and drinking beers at night. You know, it's going to be really hard. You're probably not going to be successful. So for me, it's really just been about, you know, just creating as many good habits as I can. And that's not to say that I'm perfect. I do a lot of things.
Hey, dude, you're doing it right. There's a reason I wanted to talk to you, because I'm like, this guy is doing really well. He gets it. I mean, there's a few other people I could have reached out to as well, but I saw like, okay, this person's a good, like the prototype of who we kind of want, not only at Parsity, but is generally a person that people could look at as like, well, if you want to do well at a boot camp with Parsity, whatever, here's some things you should probably be doing. Which now leads me to like, what are some things you wish you had known before joining, like not just Parsity, but doing a boot camp? Our program is not like so unique as others, but is there anything that kind of shocked you about learning to code or the amount of work you're having to do?
Yes. It wasn't necessarily something that I'd wish I'd known going into Parsity, but perhaps something I wish I had known earlier in life. And that's, I think the Army kind of reinforced this, this bad mentality, right? Because you see a lot of people do this where you just stake your anchor in something, you know, and as long as you just do that one thing, you know, you're going to be successful. And then I got out of the Army and I think I applied that same logic at university, which is why I think I failed. I just thought, you know, okay, I'll be a CS student. I'll do what I need to do, which honestly at that time I was doing the bare minimum, but I was doing what I had to do to get through school. And as long as I do those things, I'm going to be successful. And that's just not true. It wasn't until I started, or I guess my second attempt at coding. So when I truly realized that like you have to drive this ship, if you're not driving it, you know, it's not going to carry you. Kind of
absolutely.
A boot camp more is like just a framework to work within, you know, like you have this curriculum that can kind of help guide you in what you need to learn. And you have that support structure that we talked about earlier. But if you're not driving it and going out and doing your own things and just actually trying to learn and not make it to the boot camp, I think that's the distinction. Like truly trying to learn and not just trying to complete this thing.
It's a really good insight right there. Yeah. Cause I think people kind of want things not just spoon fed, but they think if I just like rush through like this curriculum, like you're going to force me into a job almost like it's like if A, then B, and it's not linear. It's kind of like you've recognized, like we provide a framework, eventually we'll provide career services and help you on that kind of non-linear path towards your first job. But you're right. It's not as simple as like an A plus B equals C type of output.
Yeah, it's not. And you know, the realization of that, it's kind of terrifying. I mean, it's liberating in the way that, you know, you have more control over this than you thought, but it's also terrifying because it's all on you. And that's hard.
I feel you. Yeah. That is kind of the thing about, and I don't know sometimes if that's just the way our society is now working, where it's more like jobs are less stable than they used to be. It's not like our parents where your mom and dad might work the same job for 30, 40 years. It's like, we're all going to go through many changes in our lives, like potentially many careers. I went from software engineer to now management And now maybe I'm going to be a business owner in this next season of life and maybe go back to software, maybe go into something else. And the one constant is I've had to kind of adapt, change, learn things, and kind of just figure it out. And it's nice when you can get somebody that's already figured it out and say, well, how did you do it? And let me apply that to my life. It's kind of what boot camps do at scale. But that's really good insight, because you're right. It'd be nicer if life was like that, where you just like, okay, I learned this thing, I get this degree, and boom, I'm set, you know? And then you find out that's just not the case.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the scariest thing about the boot camp, you know, is just being completely unsure. You know, I guess you just have to do your best and place faith in yourself, you know? Because I honestly haven't really started the job hunting process yet. You know, I've been doing my best to network on LinkedIn and I guess doing some of that preliminary stuff, mm-hmm. but like I haven't even started yet, you know, essentially. So
that's all right. I mean, we'll get you there. And also, like, yeah, that's a whole other like journey too. The learning to code thing is tough. And then you just need mental space sometimes. Like, I get it. Like, as much as I maybe recommend or hope people start earlier, I get it. Like, you're kind of overwhelmed. You're at the max. Like, you got a job, learning to code, other regular life. And then it's like, you need a little bit of that buffer to go into this next season, which is going to be like, okay, now time to apply, fail, and finally win that one interview that gets you like that new opportunity, which is so cool to find out. One guy just actually got hired last week, by the way. I got to put that in our Slack channel.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I won't shout congrats. Out here.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, he was an EMT. I'll share his info later outside of this podcast. But anyway, any last words for people listening? Anything that you want to tell people about or recommend people do?
I guess biggest recommendation I would give people, whether you're looking to start a boot camp or you're going to go the self-taught route, is try to find a way to tie your coding journey with something else that you're interested in. At least that's been helpful for me. Like I enjoy learning languages, not saying I'm super good at any of them, but so I've started to try to build language learning tools, and that's really given me that motivational bump that I oftentimes need, because when you're just going through the grind of just going through the curriculum, you know, you're given these projects to complete, you know, like, at least mm-hmm. for me, it can get kind of dry. So that's a way that I've kind of injected some of my, you know, own life passions into learning how to code.
I love that. Really smart. Super underrated, by the way. Like, the emotional attachment you feel to a project will directly impact like how much time you're going to spend doing it, how deep you're going to get into it. That's a really cool thing to do. Are you sharing that on LinkedIn? If not, you should be.
I am. You know, I've introduced it on LinkedIn. I have my GitHub attached to my profile. I do have a repository on there. Anyone can check it out. It's not 100% up to date, but I'm doing my best to kind of learn, like how to like manage a repository, you know, and what Excellent. I need to do there. But yes, I am documenting that process on LinkedIn.
Awesome. By the way, in the show notes, and if you're subscribed to the newsletter, you can follow Levi on LinkedIn. I'll have all his info within the newsletter and in the show notes. Connect with him. And if you're a hiring manager out there listening to this, you got to snatch this guy up. If I could, I would. You're exactly the kind of person I'd want to work with. So yeah, I'm confident we'll be having you as a success story sooner than later. Anyway, thanks so much for being
here. Yeah, thanks so much, Brian. I appreciate it.
That'll do it for today's episode of the Develop Yourself podcast. To learn more about becoming a software engineer with us, then check out Parsity.io. If you're not quite ready for that, then jump into our Dev30.xyz program, which is 30 days of working on your mindset, habits, and JavaScript skills. Totally worth it. See you next week.